Mike Malevsky here once again, and I have another candidate for one of the two seats open on the city council. This is incumbent Richard Best. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you, sir.
So you've been on the council, and yet you still want to run again. What are your reasons for running?
Glutton for punishment. You know, kind of roll back into history a little bit. The reason why I got involved in city council is because of planning and zoning issues that were going on around me. And then I got on the planning and zoning board. And then you realize how much involvement citizens truly have in our local government, and how it's the neighbor next door that will represent you. And so just being neighborly, kind of you get into things. And you start realizing that there is a need out there for common citizens to be involved. So here I am.
So how would you specifically continue to be helpful as a member of the council? What do you bring to the table that's different than the other citizens that might want to do this?
To differentiate myself from others, I'm not so certain that I'm completely different or that I bring a whole lot that is different in the ideas of what we all want. We all want Palmer to be a good place like what we live in. We would like to it to continue to be a good place. Now, small perspectives that everybody have that are different. I come from a construction background, born and raised in Alaska, down on the Kenai Peninsula. I think we all have the heart of Palmer in mind.
Okay. As you know, over the last few years, there has been from time to time a discussion of the present structure of the council. At the present time, different from all the other cities, from the borough, the mayor of the city of Palmer is a member of the council. It's a city manager type of government. And the question comes up, should that change? Should that structure change in any way? Where do you stand about that issue?
You know, and I'm glad that you're the one asking these questions because you are very familiar with our structure. And for a lot of folks that are out there, there are four structures that are representative in our local borough, being the borough structure where they have a weak mayor, but he also has veto powers.
Right.
Okay. You have the city of Wasilla, which is a strong mayor, where he runs that mayor's position, not necessarily he, but that position runs the day-to-day activities. Mm-hmm. You have Houston, which has, they kind of get, it's a very weak mayor, but they're also involved in some of the day-to-day activities, but they are not full-time. And then our situation right now, the way it sits, is we have a council management form of government, which means that the mayor has a vote on every subject, but that doesn't have veto power and is not involved in the day-to-day activities. So, I truly like our structure. I think our structure is set up in a manner that if you have an individual that is elected to a mayor's seat, that is not necessarily the direction that the city is going to go. So if you have an individual who might have some very aggressive ideas that can be tempered by the council's structure right now. So it's supposed to, in my mind, help smooth the ebbs and flows of politics.
Okay. What areas of government are you most interested in working to improve?
I don't necessarily know it's areas of government I'm looking to improve. But some of the stuff that I would like to see the city focus on, the E911, to be much more vocal and involved in that system. I'm not a fan of a standalone system. I like the Wasilla and Palmer having the two structures so that there can be in case of an emergency, one system goes down, the other can pick up. I think that they need to get on the same computer system so that we can share services a bit. But I'm not a fan of a standalone entity handling that situation. That's something I think needs to continue the discussion on. I would personally like to see the railroad come back into town. But I'm also a fan of having bicycle paths and walking capabilities opened up. And so I think those are two areas that I'd like to see City of Palmer kind of moving forward with. We've also seen a development of Matt-made property kind of stagnate. And I'd like to see that the vote go before the citizens again to determine if we do want to continue forward with it or wash our hands of it and just let private industry take over. So I think those are two things that we could kind of focus on.
Okay. Yeah, there has been a considerable criticism about voter participation, not only in the local elections that happen in October, but in all elections. Do you have some ideas about how to increase voter participation in elections?
You know, I think that's a question that's been asked for many, many years. Mm-hmm. How can you encourage somebody to participate in a right? You know, it's all of our rights to be able to go and vote, mm-hmm. but how do you force people or to encourage them to utilize that right? I don't necessarily know that there is a magic elixir to get people to go behind the curtain and pull the lever.
Some other areas have, and some other entities have moved to an electronic curtain, for example, with mail-in ballots, electronic voting, other means of that sort, which is within, I believe, the purview of the council to deal with. Those are the kinds of things, I think, not so much as forcing, but in changing the process so that there could be more participation, as seems to have happened in some other places. So that's the thrust of the question.
Sure. And I have actually participated in mail-in ballots. You know, some of our local utilities have right. gone to that mm-hmm. means. And I would like to see some of their numbers on participation, whether it has increased or did you get the same people that would take the time to go behind the curtain to actually fill out those mail-in ballots mm-hmm. and see if they actually had any increase. I haven't also seen any numbers on whether there's any, I don't necessarily say illegal, but just manipulation of, if there has been any way to even track that. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, but, and I'm not against anything in particular, but I'd okay. like to see some numbers.
So I've asked a series of questions. Are there some other areas that you'd like to talk to listeners that I haven't brought up?
Well, you know, one of the questions that you did ask was about our government structure. And I actually mentioned this the other night at City Council, in my last regular City Council meeting, that regardless of who gets elected, I think that our structure actually allows us to feel reassured that we're in good hands. I think there's many strong opinions on City Council. I think whomever gets elected into those two seats, I think that we are in good hands. I will be involved in local activities regardless of getting elected in. I appreciate the opportunity to represent the folks, and it's been an honor.
Okay. Mike Malevsky here with Richard Best, who's one of the five candidates vying for two seats on the Palmer City Council in October, on October 6th. Last comment, Richard.
Please participate in your right to come and vote.
Okay. Thank you once again.